NYC Democrat, Racist Gerrymandering to Stop Foreign Nationals from Voting. By John Binder on June 28, 2022. A Democrat councilwoman says not allowing foreign nationals to vote is a form of racist gerrymandering, while mass migration activists are vowing to appeal a decision striking down non-citizen voting in New York City elections. Last year, Democrats on the New York City Council approved a plan allowing more than 800,000 foreign nationals with green cards, visas, and work permits to vote in citywide elections as long as they have resided in the city for at least 30 consecutive days. On Monday, the New York Supreme Court ruled that the law is illegal, null, and void because it is clear that voting is a right granted to citizens of the United States. While GOP officials, Democrats, and naturalized citizens in New York City hailed the ruling as a victory for citizen rights, mass migration activists told the New York Daily News that they will appeal the decision. New York City Councilwoman Sha'ana Hanif, D. Brooklyn, went as far as to claim that stopping foreign nationals from voting is racist gerrymandering in her opinion. Murad Aadeh, executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition, which will be involved in the planned appeal, said Porzio's decision was no surprise to us. Emphasis added. The Republican opponents to the law specifically placed their lawsuit in a court they knew would be favorable to them, Aadeh said. We remain firm in our certitude that municipal voting is legal and plan to support the appeal of this judge's decision. We refuse to allow today's verdict to further the disenfranchisement of Black and Brown communities in New York City. Emphasis added. We know that our immigrant neighbors deserve a voice in our democracy, said Brooklyn Councilmember Sha'ana Hanif, who chairs the council's Immigration Committee. They are just as much a part of our city as each and every one of us, and their exclusion from voting is yet another form of racist gerrymandering. This decision is a setback to our vision of a free and open society, but it is not the end. We will continue to fight for all New Yorkers. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News had noted, the law was set to massively influence local elections while diluting the votes of American citizens in the city. Last year, for instance, Mayor-elect Eric Adams, D., won the Democrat mayoral primary by less than 7,200 votes. Likewise, Councilman Reverend Ruben Diaz, D. Bronx, noted that the law would dilute the votes of the city's citizens while shifting electoral power to foreign nationals with ties to the United Nations, Wall Street, and the global financial system. The case is Fossella v. Adams, number 172 in the Supreme Court of the State of New York. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.